Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland, it's on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. If you want tickets or info, head to RadioAlice.com. We are asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy to the concert to donate to Toys for Tots. The Marines are going to be on site. If you're not going to be at the concert or you live out of the area, donate to ToysforTots.org. They have drop-off locations all around the Bay Area and far beyond.
Very worthy cause.
They really are. You know, make somebody else's Christmas wishes come true. This week on Alice, we're doing Tickets and Trees. So at 9, noon, 3, and 5, you have a chance to win not just tickets to Alice in Winterland, but a gift certificate for a Christmas tree. If you want a Christmas tree, just keep it here. Yeah. I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100 here for the trash. We'll run through this, and then I have all kinds of holiday stuff coming up. So we're going to start with number 100. These are the best songs in the country at this moment. Savage 45.
It's 21 Savage.
Why does it say 45? Okay, what? No, 21
no, it's
Savage.
You see, it says 21 Savage, but it's down by 45. See that? You know how
no,
it has
I
it.
Don't know that. I'm sorry. 21 Savage. It's all like run together
it's
in one word.
It's fallen by 45.
Okay, failing immortal. Oh. I see.
You see? There you go.
But you wrote failing. I can't understand it. Immortal is the name of the song by 21 Savage, and it's at number 100. You know I'm blind. You boo thang.
Okay.
Listen, I know people like 21 Savage, but the song Vaughn did yesterday is better than this one. It's great.
Well, I could see why you're partial, that's for sure.
I do think that's the best rap song ever written.
Ever.
I agree.
Ever.
He's great.
Ever.
But he was also rapping about you.
Oh, is that why I like right. it so much?
Me.
What about me? Tell me more things about me.
Sarah.
Yay. All right, jumping up to number 10. Holding steady at number 10, 10,000 Hours, Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber.
I was playing this for Yuzette yesterday. Yeah. Here's my favorite line.
Okay.
Is that cute?
I kind of just want to start sliding that in like randomly.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah.
Did you miss the...
It's about because she has her grandma's middle name, but did you, what's the first line? Did you miss the boat that
I don't
you're
even know what
on?
He said. I just like this part. I think it's kind of,
this is funny.
Sweet and random.
Yeah.
What's your name, Rochelle?
No, I think that's fairly normal that people sort of,
pull those names down.
Or you feel obligated even and you go, all right, well, we'll give the middle name.
Right.
Gertrude ain't happening for a first name. Sorry. Or whatever.
Did you get your middle name from your grandma, Rochelle?
Rochelle? No. Bryn just pulled it.
Oh,
I was like, what
I
did
thought
you say?
He pulled it specifically because you got your middle name
no,
from your
No, not at all.
Well, she likes the song, and then I play her this part, and she goes, oh, I like it even more now.
Because it's just sweet.
Yeah
it's all
just
right.
sweet.
Well, it's sweet.
That's funny.
I guess my name would be Lupe.
Oh, is that Lupe?
Guadalupe.
Hours, 10,000 hours. At number 9 is Panini, the Lil Nas X song. Number 8 is Lose You to Love Me, Selena Gomez. So drama.
Every song she does, I look for a Justin Bieber reference. Like,
and
is that about Justin?
There.
Is that about Justin?
Well, supposedly this one is, right? To lose you to love me.
Love.
Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks featuring Drake. No Guidance is at number 7, holding steady. Don't bite your friends. Truth Hurts, Lizzo is number 6. Gotta be great.
Tell the strength of my face.
Maroon 5 jumped up 4 spots to 5th place with Memories. I love Memories. At number 4 is another Lizzo song. This is up 2 spots to 4th place, Good as Hell.
Good as hell. Really good as hell.
So good.
I hope she can keep it going.
Me too. Just great energy.
Yeah, it's nice to see
all
her
the songs
winning.
Are so good. Senorita, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are their number three.
Ooh, luck, 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 luck.
Post Malone holds steady at number two with Circles. Ooh. And number one again, I didn't even know how many weeks this has been now. We're obsessed. Louis Capaldi.
You have got to be kidding me.
Someone you loved. It's been on the charts for 27 weeks.
Wow.
And I don't know.
I don't dislike it.
No,
don't want to.
Fine.
And to make no mistake, I'm obsessed too. But
of course.
I don't. Number one?
For like.
Weeks in a row?
Five non-consecutive weeks in a row?
Yeah, I don't know.
On the strength of all the other stuff that's out too, this is the time.
People love this tune. And it's no wonder. We're obsessed. There it is. You're the best song in the country right now.
Well.
We got the Grammy Award nominees that we're going to do at 8 o'clock. So we'll spend the whole break on that, I'm sure. And actually, it turns out Vaughn knows one of the bands that's nominated for Best New Artist.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's known these guys for a while.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we'll spend a little time on that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. Yeah. Things to do over the holidays.
I usually wait for Jane to just tell me this is going to own you. And then I go, I got it. I caught it. I'm stuck.
Well, she knows, apparently, right?
Yeah, like, she does.
Crazy.
So, Yuzette, you know what? The pop-up that's happening for Friends over the holidays, I don't have the info on it.
Oh, shucks.
Darn it all. So, it's at the AT&T flagship store.
Right there, like on Powell and Market Street.
Right.
Let
so
me see
it's
if I can find
easy
that
to
email.
Get. But the deal is that you are... Over the holidays, they have a number of different things happening. I guess, apparently, the Rembrandts are going to be there.
That's performing. A private thing.
Oh.
And I guess people won their way in. And, of course, media is going to be there as well to interview
no
them.
No wonder I know about that. but there is a chance for you to, like, recreate some of your favorite scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, sort of insert yourself into the scene. Like, you can play the role of Rachel or whatever. But it's a whole, like, Friends immersive. She's on down at the AT&T flagship store. it's running for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But there's certain events.
It's like, you can do a special recording of Smelly Cat. Or, like you said, act out a scene from Friends. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the show, and they're also holding a Friendsgiving event this Friday.
So you can head in this Friday, but then after that, there's all kinds of just immersive. It's like on the second floor there, and there's if you love Friends and you want to go check it out, they're auctioning off a bunch of props. They're not doing that at the AT&T store. This is actually sort of a side story. They're auctioning off props for charity. You can recreate Central Perk in your own living room.
That's funny.
The, wasn't it like an orange couch? That's got to be one of the items.
That's in there the coffee house, right?
Yeah. Was it orange?
Wasn't it?
I think
don't
so.
Remember.
Oh, yeah, they're saying the bright orange couch from
funny.
Central Perk.
Mm-hmm.
It also is in the show's opening credits. It looks like there's some outfits that were worn by cast members. An invitation to Monica and Chandler's wedding. There's all kinds of stuff. So if you want to buy some things, apparently, and you're that big of a fan of Friends, they are available.
Well, you know, doing the thing on the set or whatever, that's neat. People, you know, Instagram that. Look at me. I'm on the couch. Central Perk, everybody.
Right.
Hey, Gunther, I'll have an espresso.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of excitement about Friends right now. There's actually even some talk that they'll do a reunion show of some kind.
Uh-huh.
Like a one-off, and they're not going to bring the series
back.
Did
you say a week or two ago that there was doing in movie theaters on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You could watch several episodes?
I'm not sure if it's just on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they've selected Thanksgiving episodes, and you can... I'm not sure if it's, you know, a couple of different times, and I don't even know if it's just one movie theater.
I don't know if people can find it online, but...
Sure, look up Friends online. Friends.
Well, they're either going to have to get...
How many of us have them?
They're either going to have to get Matthew Perry straightened out, or they're going to have to write into the script, something happened to Matthew Perry.
That guy died.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd have to be Chandler and What's-Her-Bucket broke up, and this is what became of him.
Right.
Otherwise, he's probably on a treadmill as we speak.
Right.
Trying to get it together for the...
And he may need something like this to get it together. Sometimes having something that motivates you and a goal to focus on can really pull you out of something.
I feel him. I feel terrible. When I saw those pictures, I just went, oh, no.
Yeah, he's, well, you know, he's aging, too, but he, you know, just hasn't treated himself well over the years. And it's such a tragedy. He said there's like 2 or 3 seasons of the show he doesn't even remember shooting.
Ever since you said that, every time I see Friends now, I look at him and I go, is this the season?
You know what? The only
season?
Real signs of it are you see that he physically changes.
So
but
thin.
I've never seen in any of the episodes, because I've obviously heard that and looked too. You don't see him slurring words or so they
looking, except for the weight loss. Like you can really see it, his face, his neck.
His delivery is great.
Oh, he's
so
genius.
When you think about it, you go, well, he was pulling it. That's why no one said, hey,
you.
Because he's pulling it off.
Yeah. You ever watched Maury and thought, this is wonderful. I wish I could do this in my own home.
Nope.
You are the father. What is? You're not the father.
NBC Universal has turned the show into a board game called You Are Not the Father.
A board game?
It is not a joke. This is available for pre-order on Amazon. It'll be shipped by the end of this month.
Oh, it's a joke.
Just in time. Well, here's the thing. A lot of times people do those office white elephant parties and, you know, you have someone that you're like, I got to get them a gift. And I know they're like Maury. You know, those people. So the specifics are a little vague, but they're calling it, quote, a hilarious party game which challenges players to prove their non-paternity through a series of outrageous accusations and laugh out loud arguments. It sounds like you're trying to win arguments to get the audience on
Does
your
it
side.
Come with the DNA paternity test.
I was
test
thinking
too,
the same thing.
Because that would be super drama.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's it. Like, you know how in Clue, nobody knows who the killer is. You have to sort of, you know, deduce. So maybe it's something like that. Like, which one of them is the father? And then they pull it out. You are not the father. They're selling it for...
So terrible.
It
I
is.
I don't like it.
It's hilarious, though. Anybody who really likes Maury. I don't know those people, but I assume they're out there because the show's still on. Amazon is selling the game for $19.99. It's for adults. Sorry, kids. You don't get to know who your father is.
Oh, Jesus.
You are not the father.
Can you imagine? You know what they should do is have a show where all the kids who were announced on that show now are grown-ups and have them be like, yeah, my whole life I've been the guy who was unfortunately
my paternity was laid out there.
In question, and there I am on TV.
Yeah, my mom's a slut.
Awful.
It is. It's horrible. Okay, so there's one Christmas present idea for you.
Okay.
Here's another Christmas present idea for you. Post Malone and Crocs announced their fourth collaboration.
What?
December 10th, you'll be able to get special Post Malone Crocs.
He's such an unlikely hero.
I know.
Like, you look at him, and even actually, you hear a song and you go, oh, he's great. And then you see him and go, ah.
Boy, he's written all over his face.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, he's just not the typical heartthrob is my point.
He says, this latest drop with Crocs is our best yet. I wanted to make a more tactical and chunky shoe, and they gave me all the tools to do just that. I think they came out really neat. Hope everybody loves them as much as I do.
Tactical?
Don't ask me. Were you able to find them? I only have these like cruddy black and white photos of them. They have a very different looking sole. It does look like it would hold the ground. But I can't really make out what the shape is. I don't know if they're just the classic Croc.
Looks like the ones I'm seeing, and these might be the old ones. They're yellow.
Oh.
With all kinds of, what do you call it, decorations popping up?
Those are the old ones, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I think those are the new ones. I can't find the photos in color. So they are...
Oh, they actually have a Velcro closure, it looks like.
Nice.
You see that?
I don't need that in my Crocs. I actually like a...
Yeah, I was going to say the tactical... you're missing the point, dude. I mean, they're supposed to be slip-on little things.
Yeah.
Tie a shoe on your foot if you're going to go somewhere.
Right. Now the Crocs
are so
comfortable.
Where you need a shoe. Oh, come on.
Plus, you can rinse your feet off. Like, yesterday I had my Crocs, my pants rolled up and my Crocs on. Mud all over me. Stood back there and rinsed them off.
I know a lot of people, though, this must be their entry into... Have you ever seen, like, hiking sandals?
Yes.
Keen makes them.
Yeah.
Teva makes
them. They're cool.
Some.
Well, they're good because you can go into water with them. Or
yeah,
you can,
I don't like
you know.
Them, but I do know a lot of people do.
These are about $60. So if you are a Post Malone fan and a Crocs fan, boy, that's good news for you. Oh, they're going to be available.
He found them.
Oh, you found them? Okay. December 10th, they're available, so in plenty of time for Christmas.
There's like a little hook there. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. You can
put your keys on there
or
what?
That, but.
Bryn, actually, when he came back from Vietnam, he brought me all these awesome little, there are things you can stick them in the holes in the
inserts,
Crocs.
Inserts, I guess.
Little inserts. Yeah. So my, like everywhere I walk, my Crocs are all lighting up. Even cooler than they were before.
Even cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
If there's such a thing.
I don't even know how to
you know what? Cool. Where? How Long Bay?
Yeah. How Long Bay.
How Long Bay, that's where you went? So on Xfinity, if you pause your TV and walk away from it, a screensaver start to rotate.
Yeah.
And I...
Oh, and it popped
there's Ha Long Bay. I'm like, that's the place!
Beautiful.
It's so beautiful,
oh,
huh?
It's beautiful.
It's... Well, I just didn't know. It was one of the most... What did you say? It's one of the seven wonders or something?
Yeah, the newly updated seven wonders.
Seven natural wonders.
Seven natural... Exactly. Right. It's a tourist trap, though. I mean, there's
Well, there were a lot of boats there. It didn't look like you were alone in this beautiful bay.
You get to
bay.
Walk into the caves. Like, it's a mountain, and there's a cave, and you walk through, and it's really narrow, but there's, like, 1,000 people there.
That's
and
no
so
good.
You're waiting in line, like, sweating.
That sucks, yeah.
And it's bogus.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Yeah.
But
still, you get to go. It's fun. Not everybody gets to go there.
I did it once. I won't do it again.
I'm going to hit one more Christmas thing. If you like the movie Elf, this is for you. Like, you know how some people get so into Christmas, so into Christmas
Yeah, I'm pretty into
things?
It.
Oh, that's right, you. this room only exists through December 26th. It's at Club Wyndham's Midtown 45. It's in New York City. To rent the room from December 21st to December 26th, you got to be a Wyndham Vacation Club member. But from December 2nd through the 20th, you can stay up to 4 guests. They have done this thing like the gimbal scene where, you know, where the Santa sits. I mean, here, look at these pictures. It's insanity. It's a, I think it's a one-bedroom suite. So you can have 2 people sleep on the couch, which is buried.
Oh, super cool.
It's so cute. Like, if your kid was into it or if you just like Christmas, you don't even have to like Elf that much. It's got, like, just wrapped presents everywhere. There's just stuff hanging from the ceilings. It is just Christmas the F out.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a Christmas thing. Elf is just...
Rates for the room start at $3.99 a night and come with complimentary admission to the Empire State Building and tickets to the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink. It's like a little package. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be snapped up. There's only one of these rooms. But it's...
I mean, Elf's on the TV there, but other than that, it's just...
It's just Christmas barfed all
max.
Over that place.
Right. Cool.
It's really cute. So if you... I don't know if you're planning on being in New York, see if you can go stay at the Wyndham. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
We'll mention the PG&E. It looks like the weather's turned for the better, so the news is actually good. Also, crazy claim from up north that we'll talk about, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. I hope your power stays on. Otherwise, you might. I really do. I mean, obviously, for a million reasons, but, you know. For me, it's all about Survivor. I want to watch me some Survivor. Hump day! So Vinny's going to update that, and here he is.
So we got a positive weather forecast, which looks like most people are going to keep their power. The North Bay, still questionable. But I think throughout most of the Bay Area, we're going to be relieved.
But this is starting pretty early today, too. If you are going to lose power.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything yet, but a texter just said, the weather report, 707, the weather report may be better, but PG&E just powered down rural areas of Napa County.
Oh.
That's just a texter, but I haven't seen anything else on the news.
Well, that's what's going on. The good news is it's not going to be as windy or as bad as we'd feared.
Right.
And so that's the positive. I also was handed a long-term weather forecast.
Oh, this
and
is what I was
There's some
for.
Rain out there in the forecast, but none of the percentages are the kind of numbers you want to see
just
yet.
Just light showers.
30%.
Maybe.
That's not the storm we need to blow through here and really, you know.
Fix things.
Saturate.
Right.
Things.
415 Vinny says, good morning from Napa. The wind is howling up here. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. Time for the Organic Coup Organically Cocky Rooster Name Update.
All right. Yeah.
We have Cocky the Rooster in the lead.
Cocky.
Last chance to enter your suggestions.
Oh.
Text your name to, or text the name you want to suggest to 800-400-3697. Oh, that sound reminds me of Hawaii.
They do get up early there.
Oh, I love it. I love that roosters are just wild everywhere there. You realize we're in the country.
Huh?
I mean, it's Hawaii, but it's also the country.
Yeah.
It's neat.
It's 2 days of this, and they're going to pick a name? I can't wait to hear.
I'm not sure how long this is going. And honestly, I only received one name yesterday.
Oh, no. And was it Cocky the Rooster?
No, it was Riddick. It said something like Riddick because no one was more cocky than Vin Diesel's character.
Oh,
that's funny. Yeah.
The highest percentage for rain in our forecast is 40%. And that is, looks like Wednesday the 27th and then again December 1st. Well, is when we see a 40%. Now, these are long-term forecasts.
Right, and at least there's some outlook for it.
They absolutely
We're getting
change.
To winter.
Sure.
We need rain. Hard. Mm. Come to us.
Yeah. And don't forget, we put up what was that on our Facebook page or on the Radio Alice page?
Radio Alice.
You can enter in your zip code and get an up-to-the-date from PG&E whether or not you're going to lose power. Mm-hmm. It's accurate. It works. Yeah. So try it. RadioAlice.com. So this story is interesting, and I'm curious how you'll feel about it. And if you know more about this here locally, feel free to text us and give us more information. This is what I've got. There's a couple in Paradise, California, who lost their home in the 2018 campfire. If you don't already know, that was the most destructive wildfire in California history, and it was caused by a faulty power line. The utility company, PG&E, was found responsible for the fire, and they're going to be paying out the victims' claims.
Mm.
One couple said, the fire claimed their 500-pound emerald worth $280 million.
What?
On top of that,
500-pound emerald?
They also submitted four other claims for $4.5 million each.
So
PG&E lawyers are skeptical about the giant emerald and called that claim and a few other huge ones suspicious. Mm.
You gotta try to slip it under the radar. Because saying you have a 500-pound emerald, my feeling is, would an emerald be destroyed? I have no idea. Would an emerald be destroyed in a fire? Couldn't you just, like, you know, chip off the soot and cut it into some other emeralds?
I don't know. Does it melt?
I have no idea.
So now they're going to court to demand proof of the things these victims say they lost. And the lawyers for the victims are arguing, saying, asking fire victims to produce financial backup for their claims and be deposed on the details is unduly burdensome and should not be permitted.
No, it's not. If you're claiming you have a $280 million 500-pound emerald, I think that there would be some kind of transaction record or, you know, family photos of it that other family members, I would think that even neighbors would have photos of that. I mean, that seems like something you...
They say here, if the couple
documented.
Really did have that emerald, it would be one of the largest and most expensive ones in the world.
One of the largest? I thought they just pulled a random 500-pound number out of their ass. Listen, people, I get it. You know, you want to get all you can get, but making up... And you said in addition to the $280 million, they have four other $4 million claims?
Yes.
Yeah, just, you know, let's try to keep it at a couple mil, you know? Things that are almost believable. The whole 200, they really screwed themselves with the 500-pound emerald.
Well, they went for a point, I think, their lawyer's making, that you can't make them, you're hurting them. Mm. They've been through a lot.
Sure, of course
Don't
they
put
have.
Them on the stand. It's not right. On the other hand, they are the public utility, and if they pay $280 million to this couple, I feel like the rest of us are going to see that in return on our bills at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, it's outrageous.
A vegan is suing Burger King over its Impossible Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's a plant-based burger.
Yes.
but they say it was cooked on the same grills as traditional beef whoppers, making them unfit, according to the suit, for people who don't eat animal byproducts.
So they need to have a special grill?
Well, that's the problem I think that you have here is, number one, I really want all of these companies, restaurants, grocery stores, to come up with a lot of options. The more options, the better.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yet, vegans, if you sue everyone who tries to help have options for you available,
you're not gonna
they're just going to yank them, dude. Mm. I mean, they're going to look at that and go, all right, well, go eat somewhere else then.
Right.
We'll pull the burger.
Right.
Am I wrong or?
No, you're not. I think that, you know, we are difficult, people are. you know, we just can't seem to look a gift. I mean, we just can't seem to help looking a gift horse in the mouth. Like, it's just, it's.
I understand. I actually
if it's
get,
not an option for you because it's cooked on a grill, then don't eat it.
That's
then
what
don't
I was
go
gonna
there.
Say. I think that's what it comes down to is if you've got really strict ideas of how food needs to be treated, you wouldn't be at a Burger King.
Yeah. Mm. So quit your bitching.
Mm-hmm. Well,
God,
when vegans go for
always so angry.
Any restaurant? I mean,
well, that's,
what restaurants have a separate grill?
A separate grill for vegetarian
Here's
items.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You go to places that are vegan
specific.
Friendly. There's a place in Capitola I go to called Dharma. Uh-huh. They have a ton of vegan options, and there you can't find meat in that place. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
Sure.
But there's no meat there anywhere.
Right.
Anything you order that says, you know, chicken, it's not chicken. It's kind of chicken.
Chickenish.
It's chicken chicken-esque. Soy chicken or chicken corn or
token.
Tofu, whatever.
Token.
They don't have it. That's where you need to go eat out. And the rest of the time, I think you have to probably prepare for yourself.
Yeah.
And
listen,
really.
Listen, vegans, you've already given up on good food. You're not going to be able to go out to a lot of places.
They say that this is false and misleading as you sell a burger that's been cooked on a grill with meat. It's not vegetarian. Yeah, it's not vegan for sure. This guy bought an Impossible Burger without mayo. Because that's problematic for a vegan. The eggs.
Got eggs in it.
Right. He bought that at a drive-thru in Atlanta because he saw no signs of saying it was cooked on the same grill as animal-based Whopper. But when he got his order, he checked that it was mayo-free. And then he ate it. And he's saying it looks like this thing was cooked near...
He doesn't even know.
Well,
they might scrape off a certain part of the grill and only do the vegan stuff on that.
Yeah.
It was contaminated by meat products.
Maybe it just tasted so good you couldn't believe it. It was impossible that it didn't have some animal on it.
You're just asking a fast food joint to have a standard they're not capable
it's
of
It's a fast
meeting.
Food joint. You're, right. you're doing a drive-through Burger King. Please stop suing them. You bad mood MF-er.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
This is a trip.
I'm ready.
I'm curious if you're going to have an opinion on this. Sacagawea either died in 1812 when she was in her mid-20s or in 1884 when she was in her 90s.
Oh.
Historians have proof both ways and can't disprove either one.
Well.
Go.
Huh. That's interesting. Is she the one who led the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Yeah.
Maybe she had a kid and named her Sacagawea.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know that much about her other than she was... the guide.
The trippy thing about history, in particular U.S. history, is when I went to college, this teacher was like, everything you know is wrong.
Right.
You've been taught myths and lies, and I'm going to disprove
history
them all.
History is written by the
meanwhile,
victors.
Meanwhile, most of you are going to flunk this class because you're not going to have fun because I'm going to... And I'm sitting there going, what in the heck? But he was right as he started telling us stuff. And it's all the stuff that you hear now about Christopher Columbus and the things where you
not
go.
Not such a great guy.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's outrageous.
Well. Certainly
turns
not.
Turns out all the crap we thought we knew.
Something to celebrate.
Somebody whitewashed that.
Right. Most of this year's, well, I shouldn't say most. Some of this year's Black Friday deals are just reruns from last year. Should that surprise you?
No.
Of course not. It's just this year's TV is now marked down instead of last year's TV, but that's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're surprised.
Maybe they're vegans and really upset about everything.
The five chains with the most recycled sales or product sales. They say Harbor Freight.
Oh, that's a tool place.
I love that place.
What? No, you don't. It's You've never good. Even heard of it.
No, there's one in San Rafael. Oh.
Yeah, I go to the East Bay for it.
Yeah, we go to the San Rafael for it. It's just tools, but...
And they're cheap.
They're they're
really
almost
cheap.
Too
and
cheap.
Also,
you can just go,
kind of like a one-time use sometimes.
Yeah, like,
sometimes.
Wow. I guess I need a wrench right now. I'm going to go there and get it, and it's going to break later today, and then... But it was only
but
$4.
But not all the things are, that poor quality. Right. Like the car jacks, which should work really well, because you have to rely on that.
Seems like you wouldn't want a cheap one of those.
But it's a big... It's funny, because it's a huge store with all kinds of stuff, and you
Everything.
Can't believe how
I've
cheap
never
it is.
Even heard of it.
Me neither. No, so no. Great. It sounds like the dollar store for tools.
Yeah, for like the construction
them
guy.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, oh, really? You
and
got that at Harbor Freight?
They have all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
shocked.
I think I bought a 20
so
ton
they do
jack
a,
recently.
They
20 ton jack.
You bought a 20 ton jack?
Yeah.
From Harbor
from
Freight,
Harbor
knowing
Freight,
you're going to get one use out of it.
How much was it? One, how much was it?
$100 something. That was kind of pricey for, you know.
Still for a 20 ton jack. Yeah. So how long did it last? Like one.
It hasn't
20
broken
ton
yet. I'll use it once.
Well, that's the problem with jack. I got a jack. I actually had two jacks, good ones. You know the, and it turns out you never end up using the thing, and then you move, and you're like, Jesus, that thing's 50 pounds.
Yep.
Maybe where can I leave this? Anybody? anybody? I left. There's two somewhere back there.
Oh boy.
Because I, you know.
Right. I what I find surprising about this is that people are doing Christmas shopping at Harbor Freight.
Well, they say the most recycled products that are sale from year to year, Harbor Freight, Office Depot, and Office Max, Ace Hardware, Sears, and JCPenney.
Oh, someone's having a crappy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, that Penny's, makes total sense. Like for my dad, that's
oh,
where
sure,
I'd go.
Oh, sure, I suppose,
that's
right.
That's where I'd go to give him something that he could use.
To Harbor
they call it
Freight.
A discount,
Freight or Sears.
Discount tool and equipment retailer.
I wonder if I've got one near me and I don't even know it. You I know I have do. Ace Hardware's everywhere.
Well, what's I didn't even know what it was until we went in. John needed something. He goes, "Oh, I'm going to go to Harbor Freight," and I'm like, "What is that?" Mm-hmm. And then you go in, and it's like, "Oh, it's
cool
enormous
stuff.
Too." And the, but I even from the name, you might have driven by it and just been like, "Oh, that sounds like something for boats."
There's,
that's what it sounded like to me.
All over the place: Santa Clara, San Jose,
really?
Fremont, Pittsburgh, San Rafael, Hayward,
I can't believe
Pleasant Hill.
You guys are fully. All right.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
Tools.
Cheap tools. Mm.
Discount, guys.
Discount.
Sorry.
Well,
discount
listen,
tools.
Nothing against Harbor Freight, but they're for sure known for the... I should stop talking.
All right.
They should advertise
they have some
with
great
us.
Stuff, we'll too.
Well, you said they did. So, they do.
Flashlights and stuff like that.
Sure.
Still
can't
work
screw up
for
a
me.
Flashlight.
All right. Well, I'm not...
Harbor
hip
Freight.
To, right. The Arby's of restaurants. Anyway,
you can eat it. It's not going to kill you.
So it looks like most people at this point in the year, so a week from Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
most people they're just prepared to throw out their diets. So whatever it is that you normally do.
So true.
It's right now. You're looking at the last couple months of the year and you're like, I'm done.
It's just so hard. You're invited to so many parties. And
I had
just
two
like...
cupcakes yesterday. Two.
Yeah, I had four.
What was a special occasion?
You had four?
I did. Four?
Over the
oh
course
my
of the
goodness.
Day, I had four because I brought them home.
Uh-huh.
And then I had almost a whole pizza and beer for dinner.
Well, it was your birthday.
So. It was my birthday. Thank you. And I got mud, stinky, bogus mud all over my face and hair.
Well, I'll try to duck next time. What's wrong with you?
There was no way I could know. I'm trying to work this thing out. I pull it down and it just gushed down onto me. It was awful.
See your hand gestures?
Yeah, I saw the hand gestures.
Well, I'm pulling a downspout.
Right, we got it.
A big downspout.
And then it squirts all over you.
Oh, just thank you.
All over your
face.
Okay,
well, I didn't look at it like that.
Right.
I look over at John.
He's
just, John is just trying not to laugh at me. Happy birthday.
All of that was way too suggestive. I can't
Well,
believe
I
you.
Didn't suggest anything but mud in the face to me, but I'm glad that you found a sexual angle
the
on
average
it.
The average American will gain 6 pounds over the next month and a half.
Yeah,
so
man. I'm going to lose.
There's your average.
I don't want it.
I don't want it either.
I don't either.
Bring back Dexatrim.
It's still here.
Yeah.
I know. I got to bring it back into my life. It probably doesn't work the way it used to. You know how regulations are.
Sure. All twitchy. And
I know. Oh, that's what I think of. I would never strung take anything. Out. Exactly. Can't sleep.
Sounds great.
Ugh, feeling weak because I'm not hungry enough to eat. That's awesome.
That's a good feeling.
No, it's not.
I haven't pooped in 5 days.
But it's okay. I'm empty.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the 2020 Grammys.
All right.
So we've got the complete list of nominations and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.